25 away from the top of the hour on Downtown, live from Seasons Main Street, Bangor, at our Quality Jewelers broadcast studios. Let's talk some football right now. We're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by John McMullen, a writer for Today's Pigskin and Eagles Insider on 97.3 ESPN Radio. John, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rich.
Man, a lot of things going on in the coaching world. Let's start there before we look at the playoffs this weekend. Hugh Jackson's got himself a job. Ben McAdoo hired by the Giants. And then Chip Kelly to San Francisco. Did you see this one coming?
No, I did not. Real quick, you can add Doug Peterson to the Eagles because that's a feat accomplished now also. But I think San Francisco's number one plan was to go with Hugh Jackson, and unfortunately he chose a different direction. And once that happened, it became Chip Kelly or Mike Shanahan. And it's interesting because if you think about it, 2 years ago, Rich, they fired an autocrat who didn't get along with everybody in the building and Jim Harbaugh. And 2 years later, here they are again. And that's Chip Kelly's reputation. So it's going to be interesting to see how that works out.
Well, absolutely, too. And of course, with many of these moves are implications for some of the players, especially quarterbacks. Apparently, part of the Hugh Jackson deal was that Johnny Manziel would be out. And what does this mean for somebody like Colin Kaepernick in San Francisco?
Well, I think it bodes well for Colin Kaepernick staying now. The mentality was, obviously, they were set to move on if somehow Jim Tomsulo could have saved his job. But once that didn't happen, the new coach was going to be able to make the decision because he's under a pretty team-friendly contract. And, hey, the whole problem with Chip Kelly in Philadelphia was that he never had the type of quarterback with the mobility to run what he wants to run on offense. And now he lands in San Francisco, and he's got one there in his lap. So I would be stunned if Chip Kelly didn't want to move forward with Colin Kaepernick as his quarterback.
Now, you mentioned this on social media. Do you think now that with a new GM in Tennessee, that might open a door for Patriots coordinator Josh McDaniels?
I think it does. John Robinson, the personnel guy for Tampa, got that job, and they have a history together. So I still think the most likely scenario is that they promote from within early. Actually, you just take the interim tag off Mike Mularkey. I think that's still the more likely scenario. But obviously those two and their history brings them back into the conversation. So I think there's still a chance. But, you know, one of the problems coordinators of successful teams have, and this has been going on for a lot of years, is that most franchises don't have the patience to wait it out for teams that make deep playoff runs. And it's not only Josh McDaniels, but Matt Patricia, Sean McDermott, Carolina. You think about Daryl Bevel in Seattle. These guys are so good every year. They're always in the playoffs. And as you see, by all the dominoes falling, NFL teams want to get it done quickly. And a lot of them don't have the patience to wait for these guys.
We're talking with John McMullen, Today's Pigskin. Let's look at the games this weekend and start with Saturday. It has been such a bizarre couple of weeks in New England regarding the Patriots, but especially this week, the Chandler Jones story, Bill Belichick and his mysterious black eye. There seems to be a sense of foreboding about this Chiefs visit to Gillette Stadium this weekend. How do you size this one up?
Well, I think there should be a little bit, only because if styles make fights, this is a bad matchup for the Patriots. I don't know if you ever pick against New England in Foxborough in January. So I won't go that far, but if you look at what the Chiefs do well with Justin Houston, Tom Bahale, D4, they can rush the passer, and obviously New England, the banged-up offensive line all year, struggled there. And they have a great secondary with shutdown-type corners. They can play man-to-man on the outside. New England doesn't have great receivers outside the numbers. What they do well, however, is inside those seam routes with Gronkowski and we'll see if Julian Edelman is healthy or healthy enough to be the factor like he was before the injury. But you have Eric Berry there as one of the best safeties in football. And then the news comes out. You mentioned the black eye. You mentioned the synthetic marijuana with Chandler Jones. Now it comes out that Rob Gronkowski's got a knee issue. So there's a lot of issues that make me think this is going to be a 50-50 game in the fourth quarter and much tougher than most people think.
The other Saturday game, Green Bay up against maybe the best team in the NFL in Arizona. Can the Packers have any better luck than they did the last time these two got together?
Well, I don't think it's going to be that bad. I think that game was week 16, 38-8, something of that nature. It'll be closer than that, but not much. I mean, the Cardinals are a well-rounded team. They've been built for this. I expect them to go to the NFC Championship game. And Green Bay is struggling with their offensive line. The receivers haven't been able to pick up the slack left when Jordy Nelson got injured in the preseason. I think the only reason they're in the second round of the playoffs is a testament to Aaron Rodgers, because he carries that team on his shoulders. But I think there's only so much you can do, and I think it ends this week against Arizona.
The Sunday games, Carolina riding high all season long, and now suddenly Seattle playing more like the Seattle team that got all the way to the Super Bowl last year with a little help from a kicking mistake in the Minnesota game, but they seem to be finding a way to win. What will happen in this one?
Well, they need to play better. I mean, you're right. They shouldn't even be in this game. Blair Walsh kicks a 27-yard field goal, and we understand the hold was bad, the weather was bad, but still, that's a kick an NFL kicker's got to make. And if Seattle plays the way they played Minneapolis, they don't have much of a chance. And I think a lot of it depends on if Marshawn Lynch is going to be able to go. So we have to keep an eye on that, because without him, they were using Christian Michael in the backfield against the Vikings, and that takes away the running game, basically, and they become very one-dimensional. And that's not going to work against good defenses. It didn't work well against Minnesota. It's not going to work well against Carolina. So they need to play much better, but I expect a 15-1 Panthers team to get out of there with the victory.
Well, and finally, Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos at home against a beaten and battered Pittsburgh team. It sure seems, from this perspective, like that should be a somewhat easy game for the Broncos.
Yeah, I mean, before the end of the game against the Bengals, I probably would have picked the Steelers if Ben Roethlisberger was healthy. But obviously, we saw he could barely throw the football 10 yards down the field toward the end of that game after the sprained AC joint in his shoulder. I don't think he's going to be healthy. He's a tough guy. He's going to play. But if you think about that Denver defense against normal quarterbacks, it's difficult enough. And with him not being able to get the football down the field, they're going to understand that pretty quickly. They're going to start jumping routes and make it extremely difficult for Pittsburgh. I think this shapes up as a pretty easy win for the Broncos.
All right, we're looking forward to it this weekend. Second round of the postseason. John McMullen covers the NFL for today's Pigskin. John, it's always great talking with you. Thanks for sharing your insight with us, and enjoy the games this weekend.
Hey, thank you. You too. Appreciate it.
It is 5:43 here on downtown.